Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 20th of October, 1969. The title is Perfection Through the Awareness of a Bindu, a Point, and Sindhu, an Ocean. Bindu or Sindhu ki smriti se sampurnata. Bap Dada says, into which gathering has Bap Dada come today? What would you call today's gathering? Today, it is the gathering of the Sun of Knowledge and the stars, Gyan Surya and Sitare. Each star is one that reveals its own sparkle. Bap Dada has come to see the sparkle of each star. What have all of you come to make yourself in this bhatti? So some said, angels. Are you not angels? We will emerge from this bhatti being firmly stamped with the stamp of perfection, with the sampurnata ka thappa. You are making efforts to become angels. However, you have come in this bhatti to sacrifice any weaknesses that you have in order to become perfect. It is like that, is it not? What will you remember in order to remove the weaknesses? Something through which you will be stamped with the stamp of perfection? Today, Bap Dada is telling you something very easy. The easiest thing that you have to remember is, I am a point and Baba is also a point. But together with being a point, he is also the ocean. So a point, a bindu, and an ocean, a sindhu, are the introduction of the children and the father. If you remember these two words, you can easily become perfect. What are small children in a school taught first of all? First of all, they put a point. Then, as they progress, they are taught the number one or alpha. So this is also just a point, and then you progress further. So the remembrance of the point is just the one thing in which everything is included. There is the remembrance of one, the constant stage, the direction of one, and you are the helpers in just the one task. If you remember everything connected with one, you can make yourself move ahead very fast. Just apply a point, a full stop, and there is no need to go beyond that. If you go into expansion, that is only for the sake of service. If you are not involved in service, there is no need to use your intellect for anything except the point and the one. Remember just these things and you will easily be able to attain perfection. Is it easy or difficult? It is an easy path. But what makes the easy things difficult? Sanskars. Why do these sanskars emerge? By your forgetfulness, you create all these things. Whether they are the past sanskars or past karmic bondages or the mistakes of the present time, the main reason for all these is your forgetfulness. Because of your forgetfulness, all these wasteful things make the easy things difficult. What will happen if you have remembrance? What aim have you come with? Remembrance means being perfect, and forgetfulness means being imperfect. Smriti sampurna, vismriti asampurna. When there is forgetfulness, there are many obstacles. And when there is remembrance, everything is easy and perfect. If you continue to make the awareness of all that you have heard powerful, forgetfulness will automatically run away. If you do not let go of remembrance, How can you forget? There is darkness when the sun sets. If the sun does not set, how can there be darkness? In the same way, if you constantly maintain the sun of remembrance, there cannot be the darkness of forgetfulness. Do you know this alaukik drill? Generally, those who practice that drill remain healthy. As well as being healthy, they also remain powerful. The extent to which someone practices this alaukik drill, to that extent, he remains healthy and free from the sickness of Maya, and he also remains the embodiment of power to the same extent. According to how much you practice this alaukik drill of the intellect, to that extent, you will attain the aim of becoming what you want. You have to use your hands and feet exactly as the drill master tells you to. Do you not? Here also, if everyone is told to become incorporeal from corporeal in 1 second, will you be able to do that? Just as you very quickly use your physical hands and feet according to the directions you receive in a drill, in the same way, do you have the practice of becoming incorporeal from corporeal in 1 second? How long does it take to become incorporeal from corporeal? Since it is your original stage, why are you not able to stabilize yourself in that stage in 1 second? So somebody said, we have karmic bondages. Bhaktata says, are we still to continue to hear the sound of karmic bondages even now? Will we continue to hear about karmic bondages until you leave these old bodies? Who is the one who gives answers to the questions in this class? You have given many names. Now, who is the one who is able to go beyond the questions and answers? Have you imbibed the power of discrimination in this bhatti? Each of you has to make effort to go from here having become perfect. Is that possible now, or will it only happen at the end? So somebody replied, it is possible. Bhaktada says, what will you do till the end then? So they said, we will create subjects. Bhaktada says, you yourself will become the crowned ones, and you will make others only into subjects. You also have to make others like you are. You do have to create subjects also. Otherwise, without the subjects, who will you rule over? So can it be understood that all these stars will go from here having become perfect? It is essential for each of you to have the enthusiasm and faith that you will become perfect and make others this also. If you constantly and eternally maintain the zeal and enthusiasm, then you will definitely attain your aim. Bhaktada has the faith that you will emerge from this yajna kund. A yajna kund is a square vessel for the sacrificial fire. It is the heart of the sacrificial fire. So Bhaktada has the faith that you will emerge from this yajna kund having become complete. Have you seen the memorial of the yajna kund? The yajna is the whole area where the sacrificial fire takes place, but the special importance is given to the yajna kund, the place where the fire is lit. You must have seen that both the river Ganges and the river Jamuna have importance, yet their confluence has greater importance still. It is considered to be very elevated to bathe there. The Ganges and the Jamuna exist at many places, yet Why do people especially go to bathe at the confluence of the two? What is its special importance? Do you know the importance of the confluence very well? Just as special places have special importance, in the same way, the bhatti in Madhuban has special importance. You receive the gift of perfection from the father in this bhatti. Children receive the special fortune of this meeting or confluence. This meeting itself is perfection in the form of a gift. The confluence age is the memorial of its meeting, and so this meeting is the gift of perfection. You will definitely go from this bhatti having been stamped with the stamp of perfection. However, together with that, you must also learn very well how to calculate. In some cases, because you do not know how to calculate very well, you subtract instead of adding and add instead of subtracting. This is why your stage fluctuates. You have to learn to calculate accurately in which aspect you must add and in which aspect you must subtract. Because of living in a household, you even add where you do not have to add, and you subtract where you are not supposed to. This small calculation takes on the form of a great problem. This is why, whilst living in the household, you have to learn accurately where to cut off and where to forge a link. And if you have to forge a link, then to what extent and in which form? You have been called to the bhatti, and so you will also be told about the task of the bhatti. In which subjects of the study do you have to become strong? Firstly, in the subject of the alaukik godly drill, and secondly, in calculation. You have to learn both these things in this bhatti. If you become perfect in both these things, what else remains? You will emerge from here having become perfect. You will become that, but the task of making others like that will still remain. You have to go from here because of this. You must not go because of your relationships, but only for the sake of service. Even if you have to go, it is just for the sake of service. Wherever you stay, consider yourself to be like this. Your stage will be loving and detached through this. Just as Bap Dada comes and goes for the sake of service, all of you also have to go just for the sake of service. You have to attain success in service, and then personally come in front of Baba. At the present time, which mantra does Bap Dada give from the subtle region to each child? Go soon, come soon. Go for the sake of service, then quickly come back with companions, and then go back again. When you go soon, come soon quickly here, you will then be able to do that quickly with the intellect. The drill of the intellect is also go soon, come soon, is it not? You will be able to have that stage when you remember this physical mantra. This mantra is connected with that mantra. This is why you were told about the importance of the Yajna Kund. Here, you receive it as a gift, and there, you receive it in the form of effort. So there is special significance of the Yajna Kund. Here it is a blessing, and there it is effort. Since you can receive it as a blessing, why are you making effort? A faithful intellect is victorious. If you have the doubt in yourself that you do not know what will happen, then you will not be able to become that. Therefore, as your state changes, your language should also change. You have to learn this language in this sacrificial fire and then go from there. You have to go after having become such samples that when others see you, they will be attracted and also sacrifice themselves in the Yajnakund. From each one's photo, Papdada sees each one's fortune and effort, and to what extent each one is creating his fortune. When all of you see others, from each one's photo, you should be able to see their effort. You should see the special virtue of their effort. You have to see that virtue. One is a virtue, guna, and together with that, there are also termites, guna. The words are very similar, yet there is such a vast difference between the two. If you do not see the virtues, the termites set in. You have to see each one's virtues, then the termites that have set in will be finished. All of you are loving. Only the loving children can come close now in the future. You are especially loving, and therefore you are being given a double tilak today, but it is a unique tilak. It isn't a tilak that is applied in a laukic way. Which is the double tilak? One is that of being incorporeal, and the other is that of being detached. Baba is applying this double tilak with the eternal stage, so that it can remain on each one's forehead eternally. You must keep this imperishable tilak with you constantly. Acha, Om Shanti.